and only a small portion of the Indian troops spoke English. Mm-hmm. These troops were very, very high class Indians. They were Rajah's troops who had been loaned to the British government for the war. So now we have to, all the words that came over was Hindi words. So when you got the word through, you had to contact the unit on your left to see if they had it. Mm-hmm. All the way down, the unit's on the left, you see. And the major would say, well, you got to take the password down, and you better both go. Well, Nobby and I, my brother trumpeter, would go. Well, the first time we went, there was a devastated chalet down there, and that was where the flanking unit had. And we're going along, and bang, right out in front of us. The Sikhs wouldn't wear two hats, you know.
Mm-hmm, and the turbans on.
Turban. They couldn't make them. Nothing would make them wear. Right at my chest. Now I'm saying to myself, do I give him last night's password or tonight's? You see? Mm-hmm. So I tried him on last night's, and he kept his bayonet there, and then I gave him tonight's. And he let me go, just went like that, pointed, and I went down, found an officer, and gave him the password which they had received. So we told the major about this. Something's going to happen. This fella stepped out from nowhere, and he begged to us 16 inches. And a lot of these Sikhs are pretty big fellows, you know. So they arranged then, the major arranged, that they would send an English-speaking Sikh and liaise with us. So that didn't happen again, but it could easily have caused the casualty, you know. And I know if I'd had to go again, I'd have been walking with my pistol. And at the least sign, he might have pricked me with his bayonet, but he would have had a bullet in his middle. And it was I used to dum-dum all my bullets. That was very illegal, you know.
Still is.
All our bullets were lead slugs, you know, and I used to cut them. When I gave my revolver to Joe Erickson, I said, "They are, Joe, but you better throw away those bullets. If they ever take you prisoner with those, they'll kill you." He said, "They'll do for me, Jake," and away he went. Never saw him again. Oh, yes. I mean, if you hit someone, you want to kill him. You don't want him to...
So this plaster on his insides?
Oh, blow him to pieces. No, he's only a German.
Well, sir, on that note, I think we should pack it in today. So we've been talking for about 2.5 hours, and I think that's a long time. So perhaps if you can invite me back.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir.